This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado's treasurer has joined six other state treasurers in opposing the Kroger-Albertsons merger. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reports Treasurer David Young signed a letter to the Federal Trade Commission's Bureau of Competition.
The treasurer said worker wages were their main concern. They cited a study from the Economic Policy Institute that said the merger could result in more than $300 million worth of lost wages across the country. They also cited concerns over working conditions, workers' ability to organize, and fewer job options due to limited competition. Colorado was joined by Washington, Nevada, New Mexico, Delaware, Maine, and Massachusetts. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
A new film comes to Denver's See Film Center this week that attempts to capture the in-betweenness of the human experience. CPR's Eden Lane reports.
The mission at Denver Film is to promote cinema as art and a civic forum. To that end, the new film Mutt follows Fenya, a young trans man navigating a challenging day with family, a former partner, and Latinx life in America. Artistic director Keith Garcia says Mutt was an easy choice to include in the theater's lineup.
I have three V's that I go by, which is queer voices, queer vision, queer visibility. And this film has it, all of that in its entirety.
Mutt opens at the See Film Center this Friday. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
And for more Colorado news, come to CPR.org. In Metro Denver this afternoon, a slight chance for thunderstorms, highs still in the lower 90s, but much cooler tomorrow. Highs only in the upper 60s and the 70s, with rain and thunderstorms across the metro area, if you can believe it. This is CPR News and KRCC.